Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call in Buddhist and Butterflies. My voice is really scratchy today, so I might be a little bit quieter than usual. I'm gonna try to talk really close into the computer so the mic picks it up just a little bit extra loud. As we settle in for today's session, we're gonna be working with the what I refer to as extra or combination emotions of like things like guilt, apathy, overwhelm, shame, jealousy, anxiety is also in the mix of that all. Now, as we hop on into today's session, I'm going to invite you to get, all settled in. Find a nice, quiet, cozy spot where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for your session. Beginning here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. And to drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to receive it, and to drink it in. And then I'm going to invite you to on purpose scan your environment, also looking for things that are pleasant, to the very least neutral. Let your senses go for a bit of a walk around your space, whether it's out there or inside of you. And as they go for a bit of a walk, I wonder, what might be appealing to them today? And as you let yourself land on that thing, I'm going to invite you to, wherever you've landed, to notice what it is you like the most about it. And then to mindfully savor it, to appreciate it, to drink it in, much like you might, well, for me, it's always chocolate. And really just appreciate something deeply. Taking your time, lingering with it on purpose, going slow here. And as you drink that in, noticing how the body responds. And any part of that that's pleasant and neutral, taking time with that as well. As you do that, continuing to savor and appreciate all that feels good here, I'm going to offer these words. Creator, Spirit, Universe, whatever we call that which is eternal, thank you for the opportunity to be here to gather in your name. And we give thanks to each and every person who's here for all that happens for them to be able to simply arrive here today. Thank you to their villages of support. Thank you to their families, their ancestors, their lineages, and the deepest of reverence to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands that have nourished us all, that have allowed for our very existence to be here. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Hello. As we settle in, we're going to start off with brain drain, lymphatic circulation for all things through the head brain. We're also going to include the heart brain, the gut brain. That's also going to include the spine and all the nerves that come off of it. As we run the lymphatic drainage here, taking out any toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, excuse me, that no longer need to be here. Then we're linking that into the heart center, including all things heart, heart chakra, heart brain, heart meridian, the physical organ of the heart, the shen, the energetic essence of spirits that's connected to the heart. Now as we link this all together, running cellular repair, and interestingly enough, it's for the very center point of the heart to connect you to the very center, the very core of you, the very truth that's found here. It's often different than the layers of beliefs, conditioning, identities that we wrap around it. And this is linking into the TMJ joints to support being able to digest anything that's in the way of being able to firmly land and stay grounded or planted in that very center of you. Excuse me, my goodness. Okay, I think I got that. And that in turn is linking into the solar plexus chakra for not just only digestion, but the sense of personal empowerment. Not necessarily empowering the layers wrapped around the truth of who and what you really are, but empowering the very core of that to be made known, in essence. Not that the seed of that core necessarily needs any empowerment, just supporting the power for it to make itself known. And to support that, linking it into all five senses, well, really six, including both physical and subtle senses. Subtle senses, in case that's an unfamiliar concept, include things like like being able to like read between the lines or hear what's not said. Interestingly enough, that's all linking into the liver and the 12th house. In astrology, that's the house of endings, and here we're working with literally ending anything that's in the way of firmly again coming into awareness of this seed at the very center of your heart. And to support all of this at the same time, we're connecting all the shoulder stuff to all the hip stuff. The fancy name for that would be hip to shoulder or shoulder to hip to reciprocal. We're going to do all four of them for those of you familiar with body talk. And as we do this, the shoulders work with our sense of responsibilities and the hips are our foundation. So this actually reconfigures at a foundational level what it is we need to think that we're responsible for, as well as to be able to shore up our capacity to be able to respond to life. Okay, we're going to tap this part out here. So invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Giving that two full deep breaths and letting that settle on in. And then we're working with the feet chakras. There's major chakras. Those are the major seven that we work with frequently in body talk. Other systems have other ideas of how many numbers there are there. And there's also something referred to as our minor chakras. We're going to work, and there's 21 of them. There's a fair amount. We're going to work with the ones that are both for the ankle and the feet. And we need to connect them up to the knee and then up to the hip. As we do this, I actually see it connecting us not just to the earth, not just to grounding energy, but allowing it not to just be a connection point, but to flow and rise up through the spleen meridian, through the inner leg, up through all the way to the crown chakra, and up into as well the face and the head along the way. In particular, as it works with the face, working with how is it you're facing your challenges in life? How is it you're facing your joys in life? How is it you're facing everything in between, challenges and joys in all of life? I'm not exactly sure why yet, but we're bringing in the immune system. We're connecting that to the immune system functionalities of acceptance and rejection. And then we are releasing the perception of rejection by others, as well as the perception of not being able to be accepted. Okay, interesting. That in particular, excuse me. It's orienting. I'm just trying to find what it's orienting to. Okay, it's orienting to being misunderstood by humans, by like humanity itself. I was trying to find a group of people, but it's actually all humans. So being misunderstood, misconceived, misperceived by humans. Okay, interesting. And that in turn, got it now, it's tied into getting caught up in other people's projections to the point where you actually have to pay consequences for how it is others are entangling their projections with their misperceptions, misunderstanding, and misconceptions of you. And we're linking that into the bladder meridian, releasing the consciousness of being frustrated to the point of being pissed off. And releasing any related anger around that all. And it's linking right back into the 12th house again, house of releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. As we work with this house of the liver as well, house of liver meridian endings through this toxic karmic pathway of release as the liver processes our old karmic patterns, we're letting ourselves here off the hook for not being able to measure up to other people's, again, misperceptions and projections. Related to that, a whole lot of shame and guilt around not being able to be tolerated. Okay, interesting. We're going to tap on this part here. An invitation to again breathe and to receive. Okay. Just giving that one slow deep breath. Allowing yourself to really surrender into that peace. Okay. And then we're working with a release of indignation. Like, how do you think you are? You can't judge me for that. You don't even know me. Kind of energy. And there's a bit of like an undertone of righteousness with that. Almost like, how dare you for assuming that about me? And with that, we actually have to unwind. There's several twists, torques, adhesions through the right side of the diaphragm, especially where it lives underneath the liver. And here we're releasing a fair amount of rage. And it's like, again, that like righteousness that's contained within that rage. So it's righteous rage, which is not the type of R&R we're looking for. Forgive my pun around alliteration, righteous rage, R&R. We're looking more to now link this into the parasympathetic nervous system to support rest and relaxation. We're going to work with the ventral leg of that. So your vagus nerves has two sides to it. And pardon me, your parasympathetic nervous system has two components to it, which is primarily through your vagus nerve. There's the ventral vagal portion, which is all about rest, restoration, calmness, social interaction, curiosity. Then there's the dorsal branch, which can go into shutdown, go into freeze. It looks like you're resting, but you're not really. Okay, now heading back into that sense of righteous rage, there's also a sense here of thinking that you should automatically be better than others at fill in the blank, whatever that thing is. Did we work with that last week? I feel like we might have. And as we work with releasing that idea that I should be better than everybody else, like instantly at anything, underlying that is a pretty distinct trauma pattern from childhood around having to basically work harder, work better, work faster in order to avoid, or the desire, anyways, to avoid criticism. So the distinct trauma pattern is not so much around like physical abuse that might be in the mix. It's more so around the vocal abuse, around being beat up, being criticized, being ostracized, and maybe even feeling like you're on occasion like castrated with the type of verbal venom that you may have received around not being able to do something sufficiently good enough. And here we're addressing the belief system of I am lacking. A belief system really slash identity. I am lacking. And for this, we're going to run a seizure. It's going to continue for the next 4 days, bringing in C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. And also working with hydration, helping again those cells to drink in water, enjoy, and release any impurities that no longer need to be here. We're going to follow that up with D for defrag, much like a computer defragger, spring clean, taking out the clutter of what no longer needs to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Followed by all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then, integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay. Interesting. It's linking into this idea that because your efforts were criticized or potentially stronger than that, whatever your word for that might be, that means in turn it's easy to activate your own inner critic. And that inner critic might have a voice of doubt, uncertainty, or it might even say something stronger like, well, that's bullshit. That can't be working. So it's a type of doubt and uncertainty that undermines efforts as a pattern that you have received from your parental figures that you're now engaging within. Okay, so for that part, interestingly enough, we're linking it into the 12th house, and we're flushing it literally through the cells of the liver. Fancy name, sinusoids. As we work with this, we're going to run hydration through the pathway of the liver cells. I'm going to get a little bit geeky. We're going to go into the cells as well. And we're going into the endoplasmic reticulum, which in part helps to release waste product. It's one of the things that it does. Okay. Now, as we work with this, we also need to bring in that heart chakra again. We're going to link it through to all things liver to support harmony through the cells into, again, that endoplasmic reticulum. And as we support that, we're bringing in as well the quality of the consciousness of the harmony of the heart chakra, as well as the color of the heart chakra, which is green. Okay. So as those endoplasmic reticulum works, like I mentioned, in part with waste, it's kind of its like lesser known components of what it does. It's more known for what it does in terms of synthesizing. It makes your cholesterol, it makes your fats, your lipids, which are good because it lines your nervous system and it helps your hormones stay regulated with the cholesterol production and all. Oops. Excuse me, I hit something on my screen I shouldn't have. Give me 1 second to get that back. There we go. Okay. And it helps to basically like fold protein molecules along the way. I won't geek out further than that. Now, as we work with this, working here with damage in the endoplasmic reticulum from stress, which is creating basically under oxygenation. So it's almost feeling like it's suffocating, which in turn can lead to being resistant to things like insulin, make it difficult for the hormones to be balanced. It can be difficult for proteins to be formed exactly right. Okay. So this is making more sense now. We actually need to do waste removal. We're going to run a body chemistry detox through here to optimize all the other functionalities of the endoplasmic reticulum. And for those of you who know a bit about this, there is like the smooth and the rough, and I've kind of lumped them all together into one. I've taken a little bit of a liberty with that, okay? Okay. So as we work with this, that detoxification is primarily around getting rid of proteins that weren't quite accurately created. Oh, okay, got it. And it's because there's a tendency to have to face so much criticism out there, as you even engage in criticism to yourself, that it's as if the endoplasmic reticulum is compensating for that excess by going into deficiency. It's not being critical enough in terms of it's actually been keeping the proteins that weren't folded accurately and not getting rid of them because it hasn't been critical or discerning enough. So it's been letting toxic waste build up in there. All right, this makes more sense now. So whereas we run that body chemistry, we're going to clean that all out, and then we're going to run natural consciousness to fortify the endoplasmic reticulum functionality. Beautiful. We're going to run one more cellular repair again for that endoplasmic reticulum functionality, restoring this component of the cells within the liver back to their fullest potential of health. And then it's just simply running the permissions that it's actually safe to be yourself now. It's actually safe to be me now. It's actually safe to be me. Safe to be myself now. Okay, and given the endoplasmic reticulum's relationship as well to lipid production and health of our nervous system, we're also going to do a little bit of cleanup work here. It can otherwise compromise our nervous system, and if it was extreme, it would create like a neurodegenerative disease. So as we work with this, we're optimizing the nervous system functionality. By running lymphatic drainage one more time through that entire nervous system, just like when we started. And when we started today's session. And then we're linking it this time through to, interestingly enough, the throat chakra for expression. Okay, and it's particularly optimizing the expression of the lipids, of the lipid profiles. Ah, got it. An expression of the myelin sheath, which is protection. So if I could put that into a permission statement, it would sound something like this. I'm allowed to protect myself now. I'm allowed to protect myself now. And I'm linking that right back to the throat chakra, giving yourself permission to literally like speak up. To stand your ground and not necessarily just be on the receiving end of endless criticism, but being able to create a verbal boundary. Like, hey, I won't tolerate that. You can't speak to me like that. Hey, I won't tolerate that. You can't speak to me like that. Hey, I won't tolerate that. You can't speak to me like that. Okay, interesting. With that underway, I'm going to invite you to give that all a slow, deep breath. We're not at tap out yet, but just giving this a momentary, like, digestion pause. And do one more slow, deep breath. And then we're linking that all up into the part of your brain that works in part with memory, the hippocampus. There's a few parts that work with memory. I'm running lymphatic drainage through it. Again, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Alright, and then we need to head right back to that endoplasmic reticulum. Who knew it was going to be endoplasmic reticulum day of all things? And again, the cells of the liver, which optimize our hormonal balance to begin with, but here we're specifically working with the endoplasmic reticulum's role in supporting healthy cholesterol, and then in turn, related to that, are healthy hormones. It's fascinating to me that we live in a world that is convinced that cholesterol is a really bad guy, and yet it's like the building block for your health of your hormones. So, as we work with this to support the, in essence, cholesterol production behind that all, and we need to work with one more lymphatic drainage. It's actually cleaning out the belief system that cholesterol is bad or toxic or unhealthy. As you run lymphatic drainage through that belief system, and then in turn allows for the endoplasmic reticulum functionality to do its thing. We're going to run one more body chemistry here for good measure. Cleaning out any basically mental or emotional intolerances around those belief systems. And the more we can begin to undo that thinking, the more we can support our body in this realm. Including releasing the underlying guilt or shame for not having supported your body previously in this type of thinking or in other ways that have been healthy for you. Releasing the message that you're somehow bad at taking care of yourself. And we're releasing that all the way through the right-hand side of the entire spinal column. Which is the more masculine or logical side. So as we release the logic behind this, it actually then in turn allows for the left-hand side of the spine, the intuition, to lead the way in terms of what it is you eat, how it is you think, how it is you embrace your own choices versus others' ideas or thoughts. That in turn is linking into the sexual chakra. Again, working with the immune system here and supporting the system in rebalancing what to accept and what to reject. We're going to run switching here, which helps to cope or deal with that stress that might be cluttering up and creating confusion here. It's linking into the blood. And I just see the blood carrying the passion that it does, along with the energy or the consciousness of dance, of song. What is it to be alive and to celebrate life through literally letting passion move through you, to groove through you, to pulse through you, to pulse through this blood? And as you honor your own pulse and get to celebrate and find joyousness within it, linking that through to all the centers of doing, all four limbs, legs, arms, as well as the neck, head. And we're unhooking the belief that I'm stuck. So we unhook that belief, running, well, the parallel permissions of I'm not stuck here anymore. And that's going back to when you were actually in the birth canal and feeling like you hit a bit of an end point. And it's like, well, can't go any further this way, which happens all the time. And the signal is then to back up a little bit and then to come at things from another angle and to slightly twist and to advance a little bit further. And those dead ends actually create guidance. And when we're in the womb, we don't so much struggle with that judgment, but we struggle with potentially hearing other people's belief systems around how slow you're taking to be born, how long you're taking to be born, I mean, and how slow a process it is, or a sense of they did it too quick might also actually be in here too. But they didn't do the timing of that just right. So being sensitive to other people's judgments around being stuck or potentially like flying through, which is inadvertently its own type of stuckness because we're always flying through things without pausing to take our time. And as we basically unhook the consciousness of stuckness from every which angle we can think about it, running one more cell repair. This time through the entire nervous system and releasing this perception of stuckness. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive. Okay. We're heading into the sixth house of the small intestine and its meridian, working with intellect, awareness, discernment, and taking practical, healthy action and to support our body, our minds, our well-being. And here, running the permissions that it's simply safe to orient towards wellness. It's safe to orient towards wellness. Within that, releasing that again previous criticism, doubt, uncertainty around even things like healing is bullshit, or supporting myself is bullshit, or self-care is bullshit. Okay, beautiful. As that's underway, we're linking it through to the earth element to deepen, pardon me, into grounding energy. The small intestine, although not so much considered to be earth element, it is considered to be relating to digesting our material things, like our food, so we can absorb our nutrients. And that in turn supports the system in its own way of grounding. Without food being absorbed, really hard to ground well. And on that note, for run a body chemistry to clean out both candida and mold. Any candida or mold that's in the way of absorbing those nutrients through the small intestine. We're tapping here. Interesting. Breathing here. Okay. Next, we're heading into a release of shame. And it's coming in through both sides of the chest. It's actually connected to the shame around feeling unlovable. And the shame of not being able to also somehow receive other people's love. Running lymphatic drainage through the chest as well as the lungs. And as we release the unlovability with this lymphatic drainage, anchoring even deeper into the lungs and the capacity to begin anew. To have a foundational experience which doesn't need to involve that shame around your lovability. And then, if you're open to it, you do this a couple of different ways. I'm seeing a few flip through my eyeballs. One, reimagining, well, I'm going to say this first and then I'll provide some options. We're supporting the system and being able to reconnect to a different experience of your lovability. So I could involve one, imagining yourself as the adult, cradling and loving yourself as a small child. And it could also include, as a second option, seeing yourself being loved and held by the universe and receiving its love, its care, its life force energy through you. You might even see that as, a three-way thing. So, from the universe to you as the adult, to you as a little one. And that little one might go all the way back through to infancy, conception, anything in between. Okay, in parallel to that all, meaning at the same time as that all. Now we're heading into circulation of nerve supply. And we are unhooking this idea that you need to manipulate others into loving you, or you have to trick them, or you have to basically hide or be on best behavior. There's lots of ways that we could be deceptive around this. And we're releasing that from the nerves of the hands and releasing that manipulative energy through particularly the myelin sheath, or the coating of that nervous system through the hands. And then instead of the hands running the permissions, I open to receive. I open to receive. And that's going into every one of the joints. Consciousness of transition, transitioning into opening to receive on the other side of opening to receive love, pardon me, on the other side of thinking that you had to manipulate or basically act a certain way in any situation to receive the love and the care that you're longing for. And then we're linking it all the way through to the mouth, consciousness of the spleen meridian as it operates through here, receiving nourishment that might not be food related, but might be in there. But odds are we're looking more at the other components, mental, emotional, etc., relational. And then we're unhooking a bundle of belief systems that aren't yours, never were. Hanging out on the left TMJ. And the words here would be, I won't take this in. Primarily orienting to life, I won't take this in. Non-internal is linking into the 12th house, again, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. And then through to the back of the neck and skull. The back of the neck, releasing this idea of having to stifle or suppress how it is you're choosing and how it is you're making choices. In the back of the skull, which is often referred to as Brahman or Brahma's cave or the cave of God, would be another translation of that. And releasing from here a sense of inadequacy. It tucked into the Anmyan acupuncture points. I stumble a little over those words, which hang out at the base of the skull, on the outer edges. And from here, we're releasing this idea that you always have to be in go mode in order to basically be perceived as someone who can be praised, who can be good enough, can be wanted, and can be loved. Okay, loves. We're going to tap that part out here. Invitation to again breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And I did a little extra tapping over the thymus glands to support the immune system, consciousness of acceptance within that all. Now we're heading into what is often referred to as the strongest masculine feminine balancing there is in all of body talk. We're going to work with pineal, masculine, and pituitary feminine. And as we connect these guys, it's bringing in again the consciousness of harmony as well as connection. And then we're linking that out to all the centers of doing. The limbs and then the head and neck. And here running the permissions of I'm my own person. I'm my own person. I'm not needing to take on other people's, again, projections, thoughts, challenges. I'm not getting swept up in those types of interactions as readily by means of staying centered deeply within your own being, within your own self. Yeah, that's linking to balancing very specific hormones. Estrogen, which is considered to be like the people-pleasing hormone, it begins to drop in menopause, and progesterone is meant to counteract that to a degree or climb within that. I'm no hormonal expert, but that's my basic understanding there. And we're also working with the basically consciousness of candida and cleansing that from the hormonal production. Or actually, maybe better said, releasing the weight or the burden of candida on the system so it can better produce the accurate amount of hormones that will be supportive for your system. So running a body chemistry here on candida. And related to that, unhooking the belief system of things are never sweet and will never be sweet enough. Things are never sweet, like there's a lacking of sweetness and an incapacity to be sweet enough within your own self. Okay, I'm going to tap that part out here. Again, invitation to breathe and to receive. Heading right back into some releasing of shame, and we're unhooking that through lung one acupuncture point on the right hand side. And with it, releasing the shame around, oh, I have to start again. Oh, I have to do that over again. Oh. Okay. There is a lot going on underneath the surface of that all, and I'm just tuning into it all. And the first thing that I saw was basically sort of like this wooded, watery area where like frogs might hang out. And working with the essence here of frog medicine, and in part frog medicine can help us to let go, to release, to surrender, and to find trust. And underlying that was a series of adhesions through, again, that right lung area. And all that adhesed area within the lung is actually just storing onto old protection that's getting in the way of being able to fully surrender and to fully trust life. And it's also being reflected within the heart chakra. The same issue is happening there on the upper right-hand quadrant, so to speak, of the heart chakra. knowing that these energy bodies are not as anatomically oriented as our physical bodies. I'm taking a bit of liberties with my descriptions. But if there was hands on a clock face, it would basically be on the upper right or hand side between 2 o'clock and 4:30. Okay. Then, linking this all into hair, consciousness of both expression as well as feminine essence. And here we're working with the restoration of your kidney essence, both kidney yang and kidney yin. And related to this, unhooking the belief system that life is happening to you and not for you. And then running the permissions of, I don't have to, but I get to. I don't have to, but I get to. We're tapping that in here. Again, invitation to breathe and to receive. Giving that a full round of breath, letting that settle on in. To integrate this all, we're going to link cortices to switching reflex points or kidney 27 acupuncture points, which are found roughly at about a 45 degree angle down and out from where our collarbones meet our sternum and about an inch and a half out in that direction. Okay. And as we work with these guys, I'm going to invite you to take slightly exaggerated breaths, deepening into, in particular, the inhale. Okay? So exaggerating the inhale, but not aggressively, allowing that to happen still gently. Breathing here is, there's a definition, good to know. We're restoring the essence of sensuality, but in a way that's like very earthy and very grounded and very... it has this like earth mama energy to it. There's a strong warmth to it too. So strong sensual warmth, grounded sensual warmth. And orienting that to being able to drink in life through that lens by means of linking that into all five senses. Okay. Tapping here, breathing here. Giving that another round of breath. Slow, deep inhale and exhale here. And I have a song to play. It's about 4 minutes long, just under. It's called Maze by Marie Bouin. And I'll post it here too into the chat feature. Now, when you are hanging out here, I'm going to invite you to, on purpose, see if you can touch in on that resource that you found earlier, or if there's something else that's calling your attention to be with, letting yourself call in that, and rest in that as you take in this session and this song, breathing here, receiving here. Thank you. Interesting. Although I pressed play on that song, another song played. Mercury retrograde seems to be very strong for me this time around. And I'm actually not going to question that one. That might have just been divine guidance. So that song was called I Let the Ancestors Speak. Let the Ancestors, basically, I think of that as like expressing through you, through this body mind, through potentially even like that throat work that we did as well. And it's by Vinnie Lopez, if you're curious. So interesting. A little bit shorter than 4 minutes. So that's about a minute and a half or maybe two there. So I'm gonna let that be as it is, and I'm gonna actually touch in on another song maybe next week. Fascinating that that's played out that way. All right. But as the saying goes, it's not really a mistake. It happens for a reason, so I'm gonna trust that. And I'm gonna offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here with you all, and thank you for being here just as you are. Thank you for calling this medicine in. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace. 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 Mwah. Have yourselves a beautiful day and we catch y'all. Bye for now. And you're most welcome. Interesting that you're a placeholder for the ancestors in a recent ceremony on Sunday. Yeah. Huh. Beautiful. Yeah, you're most welcome, y'all. Have a beautiful rest of your day. If anyone needs any additional support, feel free to hang on out. Okay. Bye for now, y'all.